Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Sunday, April 5th, 2026. Indiana baseball broke away from Rutgers in the late innings on Easter Sunday to win the rubber match and claim the three-game series. Sophomore lefty Brayton Thomas pitched 4.2 innings of shutout baseball to wrap an entire weekend of good starts by Hoosier starters. Brayden Ricketts, catching every game this weekend, led the team with a 3-for-3 day, including a solo home run that started the scoring for the Hoosiers. After the game, the media met with head coach Jeff Mercer, Ricketts, and Thomas.
Coach, obviously a lot of good things today. Let's start with Yarberry. You've been talking about trying to stretch him out, and he got eight outs today, so you can talk about how he's improving and stretching out.
He's done a really good job. He was really good at Evansville. Into that third inning, all those pitches were super high leverage pitches at Evansville. And then today, the same thing. He comes in traffic, tried to stretch Vogie one more there, kind of steal an inning. We were kind of a little bit in between what we wanted to do, and Vogie was still filling it up and stuff was fine. He comes in traffic, finishes it off, manages the inning, and then the last two were terrific there. In the eighth, a couple strikeouts, attack ahead early. Really, I think the big thing for him is staying through his fastball. The fastball properties maintain. You know, at times early in the season, he'd get on the side of the fastball and kind of board a little bit, makes it more hittable. Multiple pitches, able to get his fastball back into righties. Just really good. And then managing the run game, as quick to the plate, so you don't have to worry about any kind of getting away from you on the ground there. And he was composed, collected. You know, and then he said it after the game. I gave him one of the players of the game. You know, just the leadoff play by Will there. Really good play on the third baseline. Line drive, Jake jumps and makes the catch. And so that complimentary baseball. But when you're attacking into your head, you're not giving away free bases. Your defense is on their toes. You play well, and guys are going to play behind you. But, yeah, Jack's capable of going multiples. And I've talked to him about it, too. He had the injury last year, so he really didn't pitch. He didn't pitch much last season. He didn't pitch in the summer ball. And he didn't pitch at all in the fall. So this is really kind of ramping back up. And hopefully you're seeing him kind of elevate his game as the season goes, but was really good both Tuesday and then again today.
Would you like from the offense today? You scored 8 runs, 13 hits with the wind blowing out to right. What would you see from the offense?
It was a style and a brand that you like to see. We had a couple bunts, a stolen base, complimentary where you're working your way through it, and we were right there on the cusp of breaking through a little bit more. I liked our ability to continue to advance the game. You know, we even had an opportunity there in the ninth. We didn't really capitalize on it. But being able to be multifaceted, on the Deckers bunt, the first baseman's crashing, the third baseman stays deep, and so he really has to place the ball in the third baseline. He's able to get it down, and he's such a good runner. You know, Will Moore, we had the bases loaded. In the second or third pitch, he got to 1-1 or 2-1. I gave him a sack on the right side. And he goes for it, pulls it back. And now the first baseman's down, and he gets a fastball away because they're trying to stay away from that. And he shoots it the other way. So a lot of really smart, complimentary baseball there. Ricketts, God love him. I talked about earlier, I asked him to make a complete swing change on Wednesday afternoon. And then he goes in and catches all three games. And has a tremendous day-to-day. You could see him really trying to flatten. The one guy had that overcut ride to it on the bottom, and you could see him work back trying to get to the top of it, homers it. Then the two-strike hits up the middle. Just a lot of good offensive philosophies and play there in a day where you're not going to homer to left or center or even right center. You're going to have to get the ball down to the right field line there to get it out, so you're going to have to do something else. And look at T.O., I thought was much better today. I really challenged T.O. To kind of be the boomstick, and he'd be aggressive. He did that, worked into a walk, and then set that big inning up, a walk, a two-strike hit, a sack bunt, and away we go. So, I was really pleased with the way that we responded, after we played great Friday. We played great for the first 6-7 innings last night. We just didn't take care of it late, and then to respond right away and come back and that's a game that we haven't always won. And we were able to add and take care of it. And a lot of it has to do with the offense. It's a heck of a lot easier to manage what you're going to do on the mound when your offense is productive and continue to advance the game. And we did it beautifully today.
Caleb Koski extended his streak to 12 games, and then he also tallied 6 total hits and 6 RBIs over the weekend. Yeah. What can you say about his approach and just his performance at the
Well, I'm incredibly proud of Caleb. And he and I have talked about it a lot. We have a great relationship. You know, he struggled early in the year and was big and wasn't able to get the fastballs. And he and I talked a lot. He was frustrated, and I understood his frustration. He was very confident in himself. And so he just kept working. He kept working, made a few swing adjustments, got to a little better position. And right now, he's probably the most professional hitter that we have. His ability to recognize pitches, stay on the ball the other way, drive a hung off-speed pitch. You know, I really trust him with guys in scoring position. He's become a really all-around tremendous hitter. And right in front of our eyes. You know, he came in as a pitcher. I thought he was going to be our Saturday starter this year on the mound and has the arm injury. He wants to play, doesn't want to have surgery before the season starts. He wants to play. Then he doesn't start the way he wants to, and then ultimately works his way back into it. You know, he's hobbling on one knee right now. He's got one elbow and one knee, and he just goes out and competes and produces for his team. So, you know, obviously with his lineage, he's got as a professional hitter in the family and a really high-level one. So he's had a lot of help, you know, of how to have at-bats, how to play, how to adapt, how to adjust. And so that has really paid dividends for him. But he played as well offensively this weekend as I've seen a guy play for us. And there are times Devin would really just dominate a weekend or Corbin. You know, Hogan's done it once or twice, but he just dominated this weekend in the way that every at-bat was just such a professional at-bat when we needed him to do that. And I couldn't be happier for him. Because I really challenged him in those ways. He's responded great. He's a great kid. And I just really happy for him.
Coach, you got great starting pitching all weekend. What do you like from Brayton today?
Brayton battled. You know, we had the two-out walks in the first. He battles his way through it. We had a couple free bases sprinkled in around. We have an error. And then the pitch comm goes dead on him. We have a walk. And all of a sudden, we're in the midst of it. And he just settled in and responded. He responded. And that's what you got to have from a guy when you give him the ball first. And that's where Brayton has just shown incremental growth over the course of the season and from last year to this year and the continuation of this year is can he manage the moment? Can he manage games? Can he not let innings get big? And I thought he was going to punch me when I went out there to get the ball from him. But you got to trust the next guy. You're in the third time through. He's thrown a lot of pitches, a lot of pressure pitches. And then, you know, we felt good. Bogey threw really well against them on Friday. I thought his fastball was going to play well, and Bogey finishes it off. But, you know, you love the competitive spirit from BT to want to be in there and want to finish it. I've got this. And you want that from a guy. And so I'm very, very proud of Brayton and his growth, his confidence, his composure. You know, he fielded a couple bunts. The one, the guy was really moving down the line. But he fielded the one bunt down the third baseline great and then took the sacrifice bunt and made that play. You know, those are plays that he wasn't tremendous at a year ago, maybe 6 months ago, but he's worked to get there and become a more complete pitcher. And, you know, he manages the run game, he's quick to the plate, always gives your catcher a chance, so he's not giving free bases on that. And it's not if it goes right always, it's when it goes wrong, can you manage from there? And so his growth and confidence in that area has been great.
Do you have any updates on Mateo Noto?
Yeah, Mateo is back home. We got back, he got back from the hospital. Saturday morning early. This is not going to require surgery as of now that we know of. Is resting with his family who's able to come into town. And so we'll kind of see what the timeline looks like for him. Hasn't been back to the facility yet, but very, very fortunate that it doesn't require surgery. His eye seems fine, and hopefully he's able to just recover naturally over time and be okay.
This weekend and what the workload's been like.
Yeah, really it's just doing whatever the team needs. Doing whatever I can to help the team win. That's really all it is.
Brayden, do you think your offense rolls with you playing the catcher position rather than DH, or is there no difference there?
It definitely opens up the lineup a lot for the DH spot to me. But I think anything, whatever, if I'm catching DH or whatever, to help the team win is what I'm going to do.
Coach talked about kind of revamping your swing on Wednesday. Can you go through that process and what that looked like?
Yeah, so on Wednesday, we kind of talked about switching some things up. Not drastic changes, but some little things that could help me. And I found myself getting stuck a little bit, so just kind of stay fluid, staying loose, and that helped this week.
Brayton, can you kind of just talk a little bit about your outing today?
You obviously got into a couple of jams, not all of your making, but for the most part managed to get out of them. Can you just talk about what you did today?
Yeah, I specifically, last week, it was kind of with talks with me and Myers, it was kind of like, I need to get the third out as quick as I can after the second out, and that's not something I've been doing a great job of this year. I get the first two outs pretty quick, and then I've been putting myself in a jam or something's happening, and it's just kind of extending the innings a little bit more. And so that's something that I've been working on, is like trying to get the third out as quick as I can, and then being on the same page with Rick really helps. So yeah.
Is there any specific ratio that's working better today than others?
Yeah, I would say the splitter was working really well. I got a couple of punch outs on it in big situations. And then just going in with the sinker and the fastball really opened up the other side of the plate for the slider to be effective.
The bullpen was obviously rested. Tons of guys up. But when you came out of the game, Coach kind of said that, he joked, he said that he almost wanted to punch him. But how did it feel coming out of the game knowing that you didn't?
Yeah, obviously I wanted to stay in because that's my inning and my guy's on base, so I feel responsible for those runs if they do score. But I do have total trust in my guys. Obviously, Vogel was able to get me out of the inning, and so just having so much faith in those guys that they put in the work really, really helps me. So, yeah, I always have a lot of faith in the guys in the pen. So.
Just one more question. I know you guys have struggled as a staff with hit by pitches, mm-hmm. and part of that is that I know Coach Myers is kind of challenging you guys to get inside. So you can kind of talk about how you're trying to execute that and still not hit guys.
Yeah, it's a little bit difficult because obviously they have all the numbers and numbers don't lie. It's like I hit a lot of guys. So now they're going to be, they know that, they do the scouting report, so they're going to be hanging off the plate a little bit, hanging into the plate. Should say, but yeah, I mean, we're just trying to get the fastball in, sinkers in, and we hit them. Oh well, you know, it's a free base, but it opens up the whole rest of the plate. So for the whole rest of the game, so it's just a demeanor. Like you have to go in to open up the plate. So.
Indiana welcomes Ball State to Bloomington Tuesday at 6 p.m. Since he was not used this weekend, we expect left-hander Connor Lynn to start for the Hoosiers. See you at the BART.